This is Dan Jones, preacher for the Cowan Church of Christ. In Hebrews 5, verses 12 and 13, we have this reading. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For every one that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. In this text, the inspired writer is rebuking those who had failed to grow in knowledge of God's will. It was expected that they should be qualified to teach others. Instead, they still needed instruction in first principles, the most basic and fundamental things. Using the comparison of an infant and an adult, he observes that they still needed milk like a baby instead of meat like an adult. There are many passages which emphasize the necessity of increasing one's knowledge in the Word of God. As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby, 1 Peter 2 and verse 2. We are to add to our faith, among other things, knowledge, 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. And Peter closes his second epistle with this admonition, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 3:18. It is accepted that a new convert will be limited in his knowledge and understanding. But by diligent study and practice, he can grow and become a mature, skillful teacher of the Word of God. The passage in the 5th chapter of Hebrews shows that the first principles must be understood before deeper study is undertaken. The following chapter names some of these first principles. They are repentance from dead works, faith toward God, the doctrine of baptisms, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. These are things the Hebrew Christians should have known. The first principles may be defined as those things we are taught which lead us to conversion and start us in the Christian life. We must first know what one must do to be saved, and then understand the basic rules of Christian conduct. But the text implies that some had failed to lay a solid foundation in these things. To seek to understand deeper things was useless for them. In school, children begin with the basics in various subjects, and by hard work and effort, they gradually grow in order to profitably study more advanced courses. So must a Christian have a good foundation by learning first principles, or he will only become confused as he tries to study and understand the deeper, more profound teachings of God's Word. It is obvious that many professed Christians do not understand these things. We must be willing to ask ourselves and then answer honestly some very pointed, important questions. Do we know what the Bible teaches about how to become a Christian? Do we really know, or do we simply have a vague general idea? Can we find various passages and examples which teach on this subject? If someone should ask us how to become a Christian, could we give a clear, adequate, and biblically correct explanation? Have we investigated the matter carefully to be sure that our conclusions are correct according to the teachings of God's Word? These questions are important because there are many who are satisfied that they know, when in reality they do not. Careful self-evaluation is always valuable, and by examining our knowledge of the first principles of the gospel, we can prepare our minds for learning truth that we have never known. Ignorance is tragic, but being satisfied not to know God's will is unpardonable. Let us then study the Bible fervently to understand what God would have us to know and to do. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Ephesians 5, verse 17.